Hello, today I will be reviewing the Tim Burton film Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street, and comparing it to the stage musical of the same name by Stephen Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler. The story of Sweeney Todd in both the film and the stage production explore the themes of government corruption, class division, morality, and human nature. While both shows explore these themes effectively, they do so in very different manners. One of the ways that the film deviates from the stage production is in how Burton employs humor. In the original stage production, with the first ever production having Angela Lansbury as Mrs. Lovett, and having Mrs. Lovett is not quite slapstick comedy, but as a character that employed a lot of physical humor and the use of songs with many puns, lots of sexual innuendos, and other things for the audience to catch on and find funny, to contrast with just how dark her character's ideals were, the film instead has a much darker version of Mrs. Lovett portrayed. While Mrs. Lovett does still employ some humor, especially in songs like Little Priest and By the Sea, her character is much darker for the audience in the film than it is in the stage production. This is also true of all the other characters, as Tim Burton overall has a much darker approach than Hugh Wheeler and Sondheim did to the stage production. This is in part to make it easier for film audiences, as they may not be used to the humor that is often seen in Broadway productions. Another striking difference seen between the film and the musical is which characters are used to portray certain themes. While Anthony is still used to portray innocence in the film, it is not nearly as convincing or easy to see as it is in the stage productions. Anthony and Joanna have a much more in-depth story and character arc within the stage production than they do within the film, only having one title song for Anthony and one title song, not even one full title song for Joanna. Tim Burton even decides to deviate from the original plot of the stage production by having, instead of Anthony realizing he doesn't have the heart to shoot the caregiver at Fog Asylum, Joanna taking that place, he has Anthony in the film shoot the caregiver, taking away, in my opinion, from the original image of innocence that Anthony provides for the audience. In the stage production especially, Anthony really gives a striking contrast to Sweeney Todd, Mrs. Lovett, the judge, and even Joanna, and just human beings in general, in his extreme possession of positivity and just naivety. However, in the film, the character played by Jamie Campbell Bower is much harsher, though he's not necessarily evil by any means. He does have a much darker character than what is originally seen. Overall, the film production deviates quite a bit from the musical, the stage production, and I do myself find the musical to be much more effective in delivering the themes that Sweeney Todd is supposed to deliver to the audience. And while I understand why Tim Burton made the choices he did, taking away some of the original humor to make the film possible to be taken more seriously, and even changing some of the character arcs in order to make for a shorter production, as it's much easier to have a 3-hour stage production than a 3-hour movie, I still believe that there were decisions he could have made to make the film stay truer to the original ideas of Sweeney Todd.